The Morning Markets Show with Money Control.
Corporate earnings, the Karnataka elections and crude oil movement, this certainly is what the local equity markets will be watching for in the next few trading sessions. Welcome to the Morning Markets Show on Money Control. I'm Sheetal.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
As always, let's begin with the best trading ideas that our experts have put together for you. ICICI Direct are the experts in question, and here's what they recommend for today's market moves. Bajaj Finserv is a buy at a CMP of 5,420, target of 6,095 and a stop loss below 5,190 rupees. The upside here could be as much as 12% over a time frame of 6 months. You also have EIH Limited. This is a flagship company of the Oberoi Group. It's a buy at a CMP of 165 rupees, target of 194 and a stop loss below 145 rupees. Return potential here is around 17% over the time frame of 6 months. And finally, you have PNC Infratech, the construction engineering company. This is also a buy at a CMP of 181 rupees, target of 205 rupees and stop loss at 166. Return potential is approximately 13% over a time frame of 1 month. And those are your expert trading ideas from ICICI Direct. We'll recap these one more time for you towards the end of the podcast. But right now, let's take a look at what is going to shape the way the markets behave today. And for that, of course, we need to look at what happened yesterday. Yesterday was a strong day for the Indian equity markets, so with the bulls continuing to dominate Dalal Street for the fifth consecutive day. The Nifty closed above the 10,400 mark for the second time this week, though the index did remain a bit volatile throughout the trading session. The bulls managed to push the index towards the opening level, but it still did end up closing below the opening level, which resulted in the hanging man pattern on the daily candlestick charts, and this really indicates a bullish reversal pattern. The sentiment was also subdued following concerns that inflation could resurface due to rising crude oil prices. Just to give you an update, Brent crude futures surged more than 3% since the day before, that was Tuesday, to their highest since 2014 at $71.34 a barrel. Now, financials yesterday were the top losers, with the Nifty PSU Bank Index down over 2% after gaining more than 7% in the last four trading sessions. And oil marketing companies were the other big loser of the day, sectoral loser, following reports that the government is asking these firms to absorb the price hikes that are expected. Hindustan Petroleum, for example, slumped more than 7% intraday, and Bharat Petroleum and Indian Oil in the region of 5%. So, yes, what does the day hold out for us? Investors will look forward to data. March retail inflation data will come in this evening, and this will give us some cues on the economy. Now, retail inflation has likely eased to a five-month low as of this month, the month of March, as increases in food prices slowed down again, but remained above the RBI's medium-term target, according to a Reuters poll. Let's move on and look at what's happening internationally, because, well, that will have a ripple effect, if not a more direct than ripple effect, on what happens in the local equity markets. The fallout from the new US sanctions on Russia continue to rattle investors, and there are fears of a military action. These were stoked after one of Russia's ambassadors reiterated that it would shoot down any American missiles fired at Syria. So I'm going to dwell a little bit more on the story, because this is really quite an interesting turn of events. New measures by the United States last week have led to a massive crash in Russia's stock and currency markets. And media reports indicate that these new U.S. sanctions on 7 Russian oligarchs, 17 top officials and 12 companies led to tens of billions of dollars in losses on Russian markets within just a few hours early this week on Monday. And the slide continued during the week, that was over yesterday and the day before as well, with no end in sight as of now. Now, pressure exerted on bonds and Russia's currency, the ruble, has also increased as further sanctions are being discussed in response to allegations of poisoning of the former double agent Sergei Skripal. This is like almost like a spy novel. But yes, what could really hit home, according to the American media, are Washington's secondary sanctions, which threaten to punish non-American individuals and companies doing business with sanctioned entities in the same way they would Americans. Now, this is a particularly powerful component of the sanctions. Now, another proposal that's being considered in the US Congress could expand sanctions to include Russian sovereign debt. And that could be economic warfare, warned Alexander Shosin, who's a chairman of the Russian Business Association, that's RSPP. But Russian individuals and their companies targeted by American sanctions are not the only ones suffering. Other corporations and banks are beginning to feel the heat as well. Stock losses are hitting Russia's largest bank, that is Zubero Bank, and the Russian government has claimed that the situation is under control and promised financial assistance. Domestically, though, many Russians are likely to feel the consequences of the sanctions through devaluation of the ruble. Moving on to some more global cues and some numbers closer home. Trends on SGX Nifty indicate a positive opening for the broader index in India with a rise of 21 points or 0.2%, and Nifty futures were trading at around the 10,439 level on the Singaporean exchange. Asian markets have generally been under pressure with the threat of imminent US military action in Syria rattling investors and sending oil prices to their highest levels since late 2014. MSCI's broadest index of Asia Pacific shares outside of Japan slipped 0.05% in early trade, whereas Japan's Nikkei has opened down 0.4% as of this morning. The S&P ASX 200 in Australia has shed 0.2%, while the Kospi in Seoul has edged higher by 0.2%. U.S. markets closed lower yesterday as investors assessed the same rising geopolitical tensions, and major indices came under pressure in early trade after tweets from Donald Trump suggested that he was preparing for a military strike in Syria and underlined a tense equation with Russia. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 218 points. That's 0.9% for you. Back in India, foreign portfolio investors have bought 362 crore worth of shares from the equity markets, whereas domestic investors have bought shares worth 111 crore rupees in the markets. Moving on to look at the big news of today. Well, it's certainly going to be the quarterly results. India Inc. has started declaring results for the quarter that ended March this week. And the most important factor that will impact Indian markets is corporate earnings in the March quarter. Most analysts expect earnings to continue showing revival post-GST and demonetization, which had hurt businesses in most sectors. The first half of FY18 was disruptive, with GST impacting supply chains and the earning performance of corporate India. But experts feel that the March quarter earnings could well lay down the foundation for double-digit earnings growth in FY19, and the market has high expectations for the full year of FY19 with 20% earnings growth, something of course that we need to still wait and watch. But what we can do is look at stocks which could deliver on profitability. Going through reports from various brokerage houses, we have shortlisted 10 stocks which are expected to report over 100% year-on-year rise in net profit for the quarter that ended March. And here's our list for you. Bharat Financial Inclusion's net profit is likely to rise by 180% year-on-year. Equitas Holdings Limited net profit is likely to rise by 280% year-on-year. Havells India Limited is expected to see net profit rise by 116% year-on-year. NMDC, which is the National Mineral Development Corporation, is likely to see net profit rise by 122% year-on-year. Ipca Industries Limited is expected to report a rise in net profit by 209% year-on-year. Jubilant Foodworks Limited, which has seen some major expansion in recent times, is expected to report a rise in net profit by 313% year-on-year. So that's our list of stocks for you to keep your eye on. Now, moving on to the technical charts, the Nifty formed a hanging man kind of pattern on the daily charts, and the index stayed above its crucial support of 10,400. But most experts say that the momentum is kind of stalling, and investors should trade with a strict stop loss below 10,350 for all long positions. Traders are advised to remain cautiously optimistic. I like that phrase, and look out for breakout above the 50-day simple moving average, which is placed around 10,425 on a closing basis. Once the said average is decisively conquered, then this leg of uptrend could extend itself to 10,600, is what experts believe. The three levels to watch out for today are 10,300, 10,425, and 10,500. Maximum put open interest is placed at 10,000, followed by 10,300 strikes, with call open interest at 10,500, followed by 10,600 strikes. Stocks with high delivery percentage today are Godrej CP, Bharti Airtel, NTPC and Power Grid. And 62 stocks saw long build-up, including Page Industries, Bata India, Nalco, IRB and SRF. 72 stocks saw short build-up, including BPCL, Indian Oil Corporation, TVS Motors and Marico. And finally, stocks that require a little bit more of your attention today. Indian Oil and other oil stocks, Biocon, Tata Motors and L&T. Now, a little bit of a background on why the oil stocks. So the central government has asked Indian Oil and other OMCs to not raise petrol and diesel prices. They've been instructed to absorb a part of these losses due to the recent recovery in global crude oil, according to a report. Now, Indian Oil, Bharat Petroleum and Hindustan Petroleum will have to bear a loss of up to 1 rupee per litre on the sale of diesel and petrol. The Oil Ministry has reportedly been asked to prepare subsidy payments at different price points in case of a further run-up in oil prices. However, HPCL's chairman, Mr. Surana, said on the sidelines of the International Energy Forum in Delhi that he's not aware of any directive from the government to absorb a part of the losses from higher crude prices. So that's the background on the oil stocks. Now, I also mentioned Biocon some time back. So this biotechnology major has announced that along with its partner Mylan, it has agreed to accelerate introduction of adalimumab biosimilar in Europe through Mylan's in-licensing agreement with Fujifilm Kyowa Kirin Biologics. An adalimumab biosimilar is indicated for patients suffering from various autoimmune diseases. Moving on to Tata Motors. Tata Motors reported a 17.85% increase in global sales, including that of Jaguar Land Rover. Now, global wholesale of all Tata Motors commercial vehicles and Tata Daewoo range in March 2018 stood at 56,399 units. That's up 32.4% from the same month last year. And yes, Larsen & Toubro as well, L&T, which has been in the news for some major orders that it won since January, has now signed an MOU with BEL to develop defense products. And this partnership aims to tap the well-developed supply chain and experience of the Bengaluru-based Bharat Electronics Limited and L&T to enhance exports in the defense sector. So those were some of the stocks that you would do well to keep your eyes on. And then, of course, we wrap up with our expert trading ideas from ICICI Direct. This is a recap. Bajaj Finserv is a buy. CMP of 5,420, target of 6,095 and stop loss below 5,190. Upside here could be 12% over a time frame of 6 months. EIH Limited, the flagship company of the Oberoi Group, buy at a CMP of 165 rupees, target of 194 rupees, stop loss 145. Return potential here is 17% over time frame, 6 months. PNC Infratech, the construction engineering company, is a buy at a CMP of 181 rupees, target of 205 and stop loss 166. Return potential here is approximately 13% over a time frame of 1 month. And that is all from us on this Morning Market Podcast. I'm Sheetal. Have a great day.